Today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Chav Tes. We are on the last daf slash amud in Meseches Moed Katan. And with Hashem, tomorrow we start Meseches Chagiga, the last Mesechta in Seder Moed. Everybody's welcome to join us. Anybody knows anyone who wants to join. You know, it's good to get a running start, not only Chagiga per se, which is a great Mesechta, but a running start before we get to the large ones. After Chagiga, there's three Mesechtas for the rest of the year. Yevamos, Ksubas, and Nedarim. That'll take us until the following Yomim Noroyim, those three Mesechtas. But again, Chagiga is starting with us from tomorrow. Anybody knows anyone who wants to join, feel free to let them know. But today we have the last daf here in Moed Katan, which has been all about Chol HaMoed and Avelus and other related inyanim. The last point that we made yesterday, just to read it inside today, was Amaretz Chayas, who amazingly came up with a Toas Sofer on Rashi. He says that others also are medayik, that Rashi does not seem to fit into the Pshat of the Gemara, where the praise that the women of Shechnitziv gave in their riddle type of hespedim was that Mosa ki Mosa, right? Death is death. You can't get out of it. Everybody has to meet their maker at a certain point after 120, right? Even the four people who the Gemara tells us never sinned, right? The Kilav and Yishai and Amram and Binyamin, those four people, even they, right? Be'itzio shel Nachash, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Basra, that they also had to meet their maker. So Mosa ki Mosa, so death is death. Umar in Chibulya. But those two words were difficult to understand what they meant. Mar in Chibulya. So if you look in the Rashi had said Mar in Chibulya. Rashi had said that he thinks it meant Isurin Hain Babayas on the second skinny line. Isurim in the house. What kind of Isurim are people doing? Nobody's violating Isurim here. So the Maariz Chaya says, he thinks there's a double Ta'a Sofer. It says, Divrei Rashi Mechusarin Havana. I don't know what he's talking about. V'shamati mipi Mori Agon Reb Zalman Margolius. He heard from Reb Zalman Margolius, one of the Gedolim of the time. Zatzal. Ki Ta'a Sofer Nafal Kan V'Divrei Rashi. V'tzarech Lomar Ha'Yisurim Heim Ribis. The Yisurim are the pain that one goes through is like ribbis that Hashem is taking. Ki chibulya targum shel neshech. Kor chibulya in the Gemara is the targum of neshech that we had in last week's parsha. Right? The lashon of tashich. V'yamru nashi tashich nitziv. Kol adam meis umarin hani yisurin. Heim chibulya hainu ribbis. V'amadfisim hitzigu tachas ribbis tevas babayis. V'ze emes. And then he found it, something similar in the aruch under meis. Under Mace, Arichas Cholio Tosefes Karibis Al Hamilve. Wow. It's always great to pick, have a Ta'a Sofer and then find it in an earlier source. Harisha Kivin Agonan Al Lematara Sa'emes. So he was machaving to what the Aruch said, which is a smacht, that is a true interpretation of what Rashi says. Okay. So we are now back in the Gemara. We are on the eighth line or so, eighth medium line on Chav Chasma Base. Tanya. Hayir Rabbi Meir Omer. Tov lo leches al beis avel v'gomer v'leches al beis ha-mishta. Right, Tov, it's better to go to a beis ha-avel than to go to a beis ha-mishta. Right, it's more messages that we can take for life going to a shiva house than going to a wedding. Right, we walk away usually more changed from a shiva house. We learn more about ourselves at a shiva house than at a wedding, where we're not really focused so much on growing. But that's just the way it is. And Shlomo HaMelech knew. Ad v'hachai yitein elibo, and the person who is alive will think about it. Yitein elibo, what will he put? Dvarim shel misa. Right, that's what he will put. We've mentioned in the past the thought of the Chafetz Chaim. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that if somebody is having some trouble with the Yetzirah, either shlub him to the Beis HaMedrash, and if not, do this, and if not, do that, and say Kriya Shema, and if not, yazkir lo yom hamisa. Right, that's the final bulwark that we could have against the Yetzirah. Remember Yom HaMisa. So what does that mean, Yom HaMisa? That's the Chafetz Chaim. It should be Yazkir Lo Misa. What do you mean, Yom HaMisa? The day of death. So the Chafetz Chaim says, if somebody, Rachman al-Slan, is told, you have one day. You have one more day. That's what I give you. What are they going to do that day? They're going to use every second. They're going to have Cheshbon HaNefesh. They're going to have Tshuva. They're going to be full of everything. Yom HaMisa. So that's what we get out of Shiva House, right? We realize our finitude. We realize that everybody goes through this, and Dvarim Shel Misa, and that's what we have to think about, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech meant in Sefer Koheles. Vayter, diyaspid yispidune. those who are masbid that eulogize will be eulogized. Di yikaver yikberune, those who help with burial will be helped. Di yitan yitanune, those who help carry out the niftar will be carried out. Di yedel yidlune, those who lift up Rashi magbiin behespid, right, who tries to inspire others, yidlune, they will also, others will be inspired, will raise their voices up for them, and in that way they will be inspired. We know that kfur is called chesed shel emes. That's the term why. Usually the understanding is because there's no tashlum gemul. Right, I don't get anything in return. If somebody does something for a niftar, they're not planning to get anything in return. So this gemara is telling, not from this person, not going to get anything in return. Maybe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu or from others around, you will get something in return. It says a beferish, right? The yikbar yikbarune, right? But that's not from the person himself. It still could be called chesed shel emes. We mentioned also in the past, Rav Shechter has a piece in Be'ikvei Hatzon where he talks about another, a deeper idea why it is called chesed shel emes, not only because of the lack of tashlum gemul, but in general, even all chesedim are some type of chesed shel emes. Because emes is the chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emes is the signet of Hashem, the Gemara says. And every time we act b'chesed, we are imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah zaseh daraisa, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'halachta b'drachav, and chesed is emes. Chesed is emes, because chesed is imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the two Gemaras we have in Shas about that principle, the last amud of the first parak of Masechta Sota, where the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted in four ways in terms of chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried the dead by Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was malbish arumim by Adam and Chava. He was Menachem Avelim by Yitzchak Avinu, and he was Mevaker Cholim by Avram Avinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did those. So Mahu Afata. We have to copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. And also the Gemara in Rabbeinu Demila, in the 19th parak in Shabbos, where it talks about Mahu Afata, Mahu Rachum Afata Chanun. Mahu Chanun, just like he, based on the pasuk of Va'anvehu, Anivahu, Mahu Afata. So both in terms of actions and in terms of midos, we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a mitzvah zaseh da'oraisa. The Chafetz Chaim points out also in the Hakdama to Torah Sabai, the Hakdama to Avas Chesed, that it says that tzivui in the Torah, that we have to be like Hashem in some way, 8 times. There are 8 parshios. It says to be like Hashem. V'lalechas b'chol derachav. In a different way, each time it's formulated, but 8 times. So he just makes that ha'ara. But one could say that because when we act like Hashem, that puts us above teva. L'malam min ha'teva. That's why it's dafka 8 times in the Torah that we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what that's one of our tzivuyim. Right? Mitzvah 612, according to the Chinuch, is being v'halachta b'drachah, being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's very early in the Rambam's list. Very early. So that's related to chesed shel emes. We continue. So the first version we just had is that all of these things that we do will be done to us. We're masbid, we bury, we carry. And the last one was, if we raise our voice, then others will raise their voice for us to inspire others. The Ika da Amre, second to last medium line, some have a different version. Delo yadal yidlune, he who does not raise their voice, meaning someone who is not magbia themselves, someone who hold themselves low, and they help quietly, right, without anybody noticing, yidlune, he will be raised. Meaning the more of humility that one shows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will raise them. Dechsev ki tov amar lecha aleihena v'gomer. As the Shlomo Melech also says in Mishlei, better for somebody to say, you know, come on up, instead of having to tell me, go down. Right? It's better for us not to sit in a high seat, somebody will raise me and bring me to the dais, than for me to go to the dais and say, you know, you're not supposed to be sitting here. Right? It's always better to be raised up. The concept of anava. Once anava comes up, and we have time, a little bit of time today, we can mention the last line in Sota, if you remember. The last mission in Sota discusses all of the midos that cease to exist once a certain tana passed on. Mishameis, blang, batel, this mita, batel yiras Hashem, and batel everything. Ishesh kolos. But the last one, if you remember, Mishameis Rebbe batla anava. Right? Humility died with Rebbe. The Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, lo tisni anava diika ana. Now don't learn anava, because I'm here. So there's still anava in the world. Alright, so the question of the Mefarshim, you know, that's not such great Anava, because I'm still here. So the Vilna Gaon says that there was a Tana named Anava. So that's what he was still involved in that. But he mentioned the beautiful thought of the Bali Musar, that Rav Yosef, throughout Shas, there are stories told that he forgot his learning. First Dafing Subis, he forgot his learning. And Talmidim constantly reminded him. Abaye and others reminded him about his learning. Rav Yosef says, you want to learn Anava? Don't say that it's impossible to be an Anav today. No, look at my life. Look at my life and the fact that you never know what's going to be tomorrow. Right? Mi yodea mi yolid yom. We should daven every day that we should have a normal day, a day without surprises, a day without something unusual happening in our life. That's what we daven for. So Rabbi Yosef says, look at my life, and that could bring humility to the fact that we're not in charge of our life. And that's a message that we have to think about, as also we finish up Maseches Moed Katan, right? Maseches Moed Katan, that life, we have a certain amount of time in this world that we're given, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, and we have to make the most of it, to make the most of this world. And ultimately, we have to realize that we are not in control. We are not in the center of decision making when it comes to our life. So that's the Yidel Yidlune, one who lowers themselves, you know, and recognize that Hashem's in the center. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put him in the center as well. Good. Tana Rabbanan, Kishemesu Banav Shor Rabbi Yishmael, Nichrasu Dalet Zakein Lenachmo. When the children, a second child, as we'll see, Rabbi Yishmael passed away, so the four Zakeinim went to be Menachem him. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. Four great Tanoim, right? Some of them were at that Seder in Bnei Brak. That's what we'll mention in a minute. Amar Lahem Rabbi Tarfon. On the way in, Rabbi Tarfon says, De'u, guys, just remember, Shechacham Gadolhu Ubaki Ba'agados. Rabbi Yishmael is a tremendous Baki in Agada. Tremendous Baki. And therefore what? Al yikanes echan mikem l'toch divrei chaveiro. Don't interrupt each other while you're giving him some nechama. Don't interrupt each other. What does one have to do with the other? Because he's a big bucky, so make sure not to interrupt each other. What does that mean? So the Ran here, the Chushi Aran, gets back to the last page of the Ran here. Pirish shol yidro shum echad mimenu mashayomer chaveiro. He's an expert, so if you start repeating things that somebody else said, he's going to catch it. And he's not going to be so into it. So the Ran says that everybody should have something different. Because he's heard most things, so try to have new things that really give him nechama. Don't try to say what somebody else said, because then he'll probably hear it. If you look in the Marsha says differently. The Marsha says, if you start going into Mashiyomar Chaveiro, meaning you start discussing, you start getting lumdis, and you comment on each other's Dvar Torah and nechama, then that'll be a real Talmudic discussion, and that he will start getting involved. And we learned earlier that a novel is not supposed to learn. So better not to, better just each person say their own nechama to him, and everybody else will be silent. So he'll follow along. He'll follow along with being silent, and he won't violate the Isra, as we had at the beginning of this parak, in terms of an avel learning. That's what the Marsha says, that it's a siyag. It's a siyag. We don't want to draw him in order to kind of tempt him, to make it too hard for him to learn, to not comment on the learning, and therefore keep guard before you do that. So that was Rabbi Tarfon's instructions to the rest of the Chevra. I'm Rabbi Akiva, Vani Achron. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm last. I'm last, right? Sometimes kids like to say, I'm last. Rabbi Akiva said, I'm last. Why did he want to be last? So Pashtus is, he was the biggest Anuf. Rabbi Akiva was, that's what the Mefarshim also say, he was humble. He wanted everybody else to go first. One could also add, though, Rabbi Akiva, maybe he knew he usually had a different perspective than others. And this has come up in the past. Rabbi Akiva, throughout Shas, is the one that is optimistic, is the one that is always positive. We find many, many Gemaras. Rabbi Akiva is the positive one. The most famous one is many are thinking at the last daf in Maseches Makos, where he's laughing while everybody else is crying when he sees the fox, the shual, going across Har HaBayis. But he's always positive. That's why the Torah Tamima mentions in his Haggadah, they all went to Rabbi Akiva's town at the Seder. Went to Rabbi Akiva in Bnei Brak. Why they go to Bnei Brak? All the other rabbis live somewhere else. They went to the Bnei Brak because when did this Seder take place? 100 years after the Churban, 150 years after the Churban Abayis. You know what kind of Seder that was? You call this a Seder? There's no Korban Pesach. There's no Beis HaMikdash. This isn't a Seder. They're all depressed. they went to Avka to Rabbi Akiva's town because he could give them chizik. He could be positive. Again, the Gemara at the end of Brachas, Rabbi Akiva is getting combed alive, right? And yet he says, oh, I've been waiting for this day all my life. He's always positive. At 40 years old, he says, I can still do it. I can still become a Gadol Hadar. He loses 24,000 Talmidim. What does he say? I'm going to start again. I'm going to do it. I'm going to come up with another five. I'm going to save Torah Shebaal Peh. Throughout Shas, Rabbi Akiva is the positive one. Right, the Gemara in Chelek, Sanhedrin, also he goes to Rabbi Elazar's deathbed as Rebbe, and also gives some positive comments. So maybe also here, that's behind this line. Let me go last, because I know everybody's going to have important things to say, but I'm going to try to be the most positive. Not Alts Gaiva, but Alts, he knew that was his attitude. He knew he was able to see beyond the details right in front of what was happening here. So he says, V'ani Achron. I'm going to be last. So here we go. Pasuk Rabbi Yishmael v'yamar. Rabbi Yishmael, second white line says, Rabu. So first Rabbi Yishmael, the one that they went to visit. Rabbi Yishmael, he was always the bar plukta of Rabbi Akiva also. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yishmael says, oy, it's because of my sins. Rabu avonosav, tachfuhu evalav. That's why all this happened. Hitriach rabosav pam rishon avishniya. And I've been matriach all you rabbis to come to me once, twice. That's what it seems like. This was the second time that he lost a child, and they were coming now. Pam Rishon of Vishniya. So now Rabbi Tarfin V'yama. Rabbi Tarfin starts off and says, V'yachechem kol beis Yisrael yivku as asreifa. Right, the pasuk says by Aaron HaKohen. Right, and he lost his sons. Your brethren, all of Klal Yisrael are going to cry. They're all going to cry. Follow Dvarim Kalvachomer, and it's a Kalvachomer. Uma nadava avihu. Shalo asu ela mitzvah achas. Another one of you did one mitzvah that is recorded in the Torah. Doesn't mean they did one mitzvah their whole life. Right? It means we know vaday of one mitzvah that they did. They did the avodah. If they did one mitzvah and kach, all of Klal Yisrael cries for them. Banav shel Rabbi Yishmael. Alachas kama v'kama. Your children who did so much, right? Who were so great, surely they will be zoche to a great a level in Gan Eden, and we're all going to cry for them. We're all going to cry for them. Meaning they have great sechuyos. Nana, Rabbi Yosi Aglili v'yamar, Rabbi Yosi Aglili's turn. V'saftu lo kol Yisrael v'kavroso. They were maspid and they buried Avia the son of Yeravam. V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. V'alo ma Avia ben Yeravam. Shelo asel davar echatov. He did one good thing that we know of. Again, what do you think? Yeravam ben Nevat, you remember, was the first king of Israel, Malchei Yisrael, after it split in the days of Rechavam, the son of Shlomo. He was the first one. He was one of the ones on the list in Sanhedrin that might have lost his Olam Haba. Right? He set up an alternate Beis HaMikdash. He set up statues to try to get people not to go to Yerushalayim. So, and one of the, if you remember, we'll get to it in a minute, Be'ez Hashem, one of the six reasons why we celebrate on Tu Ba'av, the Gemara says, is that was the day that those statues were removed. So the Gemara says, his son, Avia ben Yeravam, that did only one thing. Tov. Dichsiv be ya'an nimsa bo davar tov, because he did something good. Kach. Though, still, what did it say? That all of Klal Yisrael were maspid him. Banav Rabbi Yishmael, achas kama v'kama. So surely your children, my davar, tov, what is the one good thing that we know of? Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Chinan bar Papa, 2 days. Chad Amar, shebitel mishmarto. He will mevatel mishmarta. What does mishmarto mean? You see on the side, quotes, Shehoshivu aviv shomer shaloyale ish laregel. His father had put guards, not letting anybody go up to Yerushalayim. Ubitel mishmarta v'ala. And he was mevatel that. He was mevatel the guards that prevented people from going to Yerushalayim. He was mevatel that. You see that? Zeh lashono Rashi b'malachim. That's Rashi and Malachim tells us. That's what it means. He was mevatel mishmarto. So they were able to be ola regel. V'chad amar shebitel pardesos. Shehoshev yiravim aviv ala drachim. He was mevatel the orchards that his father had put on the way. Shelo yalis ola regel. Again, to convince Chai Yisrael not to be ola regel. It's such a schlep. Why are you going? I have a different place that you can serve Hashem. Mevatel, ola regel is a defining mitzvah. You think about it, that's a mitzvah. How many mitzvahs bring all of Klal Yisrael together? That's it. Hakel, alila regel. 3 times a year that we're able to have the entire Jewish people together. What a mitzvah! And Yeravam Dafka broke that mitzvah. He broke that mitzvah, the anti-achdus man. Right, that's what he did. Create another regel, and that's why Avia, who did the mitzvah to get rid of them, that was why he was zochet to the hespedim. Next, Nehner Rabbi Ben Azariah v'yamar. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, "B'shalom Tammuz u'b'misrifos avu secha hamalachim harishonim asher hayil fanecha ken yisrifu lach." Right, you will. Said to Tzidkio, right, the last king, Malchi Yisrael now, right, Nebuchadnezzar took care of him, as we'll see soon. But he was promised. He was promised by Yirmiyo, "You shall die in peace." B'shalom Tammuz. And u'b'misrifos avu secha, in the same place that they had the sreifas, right? The Gemara of Avodah Zarah describes that they burn certain things after a king dies. That's covered for the king, right? So all of that covered will be done for you. It'll all be done for you. V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. And again, dvarim are kal v'chomer. Uma dvari matzid ki yom elach Yehuda. Shelo asa ela mitzvah achas. Shehele yirmiyom en atit. Kach. Ifzid ki yo, again, that we know he did this mitzvah. He brought Yirmiyo up from the pit, he brought him out. Kach, he gets a special misa. And again, here's what Tosfos says. Tosfos in Tzidkio. Tzadik gamur haya. Tzidkio was amazing. He was a tzadik gamur. Aval b'mikra lo matzinu yoser ki im shetziva lahalos yirmiyom en atit. That's the only mitzvah that we find. The pasuk says he was a tzadik. He was a tzadik. You remember Yoshio? We have a kina about the death of Yoshio. We have a kina on Tisha B'Av about it. He thought, the only problem was also was he was misguided. He thought that he got rid of all of the Avodah Zarah. Remember that kina that they had Avodah Zarah on the back of the doors? So when they opened the doors, it was split and they didn't see that Avodah Zarah. When they closed the doors, it was there. So he was misguided. He thought that he had gotten rid of all the Avodah Zarah in Yerushalayim, and it wasn't true. But he was a tzaddik. So he was a kina about his death. So he was promised this great B'Shalom Tammuz, even though he only did one mitzvah. So Ban of Sharbi Shmuel Achaz Kama V'Kama. So surely your children will be rewarded properly. Finally, Neder Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, V'yamar. He doesn't give any Kal V'Chomers from certain people in here. Right, he has a different pasuk. Right, the following five lines we had back in Maseches Megillah, at the beginning of Maseches Megillah, this Gemara came up. By Yomahu Yigdal Hamispeid BeYerushalayim Kemispeid Hadadrimon BeBikas Megido. On that day, today in the future, day B'Mos HaMashiach, there's going to be a tremendous hespid in Yerushalayim, a huge hespid for Mashiach. From whatever, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, right? It's going to be a hespid, just like the hespid that took place by Hadadrimon in Bikas Megiddo. That's what it says. Remember the Gemara in Megillah Daf Gimel talking about the godless of the Targumim. So this pasuk was quoted there. V'amar Rav Yosef, for Rav Yosef says, "Amali Targume Dehaikra Lo Yaviyadana Mai Kamar." If there wasn't a targum on this pasuk in Zechariah, I would have no idea what this pasuk is talking about. No idea. Remember, if Yosef was always the one who brings in targumim, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, in a few places, Rashi says that he was a bucky, he was an expert in targumim. Why? Because he was blind. And therefore, he had to be an expert in targumim because Dvarim Shebichsav, Yitar Shalom and Alpeh. Tosfos at the beginning of Baba Kama says Chas V'Shalom. Somebody's blind, it's called Baal Peh. No, he was just a bucky. Not for cause of any reason. He was a bucky with Targumim. That's why throughout Shas we have find Rav Yosef mentioning Targumim on Psukim. So Rav Yosef says, if we wouldn't have the Targum on this Pasuk, we wouldn't know what exactly he's referring to. So what's the Targum? Be'idna ha'hu, at that time in the future, Yaske Mispedei Yerushalayim, there's going to be an unbelievable hespid, a huge hespid in Yerushalayim, for Mashiach, K'mispeda da'achav ben Amri. Like for the hespid of Achav, one of the most wicked kings, Ben Amri, Dekatal Yasei Hadadrimon Bar Tavrimon, Dekatal Yasei, who killed Hadadrimon Ben, who killed him, Hadadrimon Tavrimon, like the hespid for Achav, who was killed. Ukemispe, so each phrase in this pasuk is referring to a different hespid. Ukemispe the Yoshio Bar Amon, and like the hespid for Yoshio, Dekatal Yasei Paro Chagira, who was killed by Paro the lame, Paro Chagira, or Yoshio, Bibikas Megiddo in Megiddo. Right, that's what's referred to. Hadadrimon, the person who was killed by Hadadrimon, Bibikas Megiddo to the person who was killed in Megiddo. So this pasuk in Zechariah is referring to there will be a hazard in the future like the hespid for these two other individuals. Follow Dvarim Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Akiva says, Uma Achav Melech Yisrael. Shelo Asa El Dvarecha Tov. Achav, who was terrible. Achav, right? The whole story with Navos. Right? Achav, who only did one good thing. Dichsiv V'Hamelech Hayama Amad B'Merkava Nochach Aram. What does that mean? That he stood there, even after he was mortally wounded, he forced himself to stand up straight in his chariot, not to cause Yeush, not to cause all of his other soldiers to give up hope. Oh, the king has been hit! right? That would quote to be terrible for the morale of the rest of the of Klal Yisrael. So that was a good thing, right? He wanted to keep the fighters of Am Yisrael strong, so he forced himself, even though he was hit kach, and just for that, that's the only thing we know he did good. For that, he was rewarded. Banav Shor Rabbi Shmuel, Achas Kama Vakama. So the children of Rabbi Shmuel, obviously, all of these people give Kal Vachomers. Again, only one of them is from a tzaddik, from Yoshio. But all the other ones are Achas Kama Vakama. You shall have Nechama in that. Have Nechama in that. Period. Amale Rava L'Rabba Barmari. Ksiv Bebe Tzidkiyo. Once we're talking about this pasuk, it says by Tzidkiyo, B'Shalom Tamus, as the pasuk we just quoted, that his death will be B'Shalom. Shalom, he'll die in peace. But that's not what happened. V'ksiv, ves eni tzidkiyo iver. Right, we know. Nebuchadnezzar blinded tzidkiyo and then took him as a slave, right, and almost towards the end of his life. That's a b'shalom tamus. Amar le'achi amar Rabbi Yochanan, shemes Nebuchadnezzar b'chayev, b'yamav. Nebuchadnezzar died before him. That was the bracha. What was the bracha? The day before Nebuchadnezzar died, Nebuchadnezzar let him free, and then he died, and then Yoshio died the next day. Tzidkiyo died the next day. So Nebuchadnezzar predeceased him. That was the good thing. Shemez Nebuchadnezzar b'yamav. V'yamar v'amar Rava l'Rabba Bar Mari k'siv baby Yoshio. I already got ahead of myself. We'll see what another line coming up. L'chein hineni osif chalav osecha v'nesafdel k'for osecha b'shalom. The pasuk says by Yoshio, you'll have a sifa el avosecha, which is a good thing. Ne'asaf el amav. Ella will be in his the kever avos, and he will be nesaf to his kfir b'shalom. V'ksiv ayor hayorim lemelech Yoshio, and yet it says that he was killed in battle, right? He was terrible. He was hit by many, many arrows. V'amar review the marav shesau kikvara, right? And they made him like a sieve. Remember, we also had this gemara earlier. Remember the story? Yoshio thought that everybody was righteous, and it was over avodah zarah, and therefore, when Paranacho wanted to pass through his land, he should have just said, fine, yeah, because he just wanted to go through. But Yoshio says, no, I'm sure Hashem's on my side. And he got up and he fought against him, and he was killed in battle in that way. A lot of, so the question is, so you see, it wasn't such a great, Misa B'Shalom. Amar Le Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalachar Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav. That itself is a bracha. Right, he died before the Churban Bais. Died before the Churban Bais. The day after he got out of jail, that's when he died. A lot of Tanakh stories today. We got to, Bez Hashem, we'll give a plug. Bez Hashem, after Yontif, we hope to be starting a Navi Shir. Like we had the Mitzvah Shir for the past 4 years that we just finished before the summer, a Mitzvah day. So we hope Bez Hashem to do a Perek a day, a Shir on each Perek. We'll have to see exactly how it works. But hopefully after Sukkot, we will be starting that also on the OU website. The OU website starting with Sefer Yehoshua, Be'ezras Hashem. So we'll make announcements for it as we get a little closer. But once we have a lot of Tanakh today, ready to put the plug in. Amar Rav Yochanan, Ein Menachamin Rasha'in Lomar Davar Ashiftach Avel. Get back to Hilchos Avelos. An Avel's got to speak first. Right? That's the halacha. We know that we go to a Shiva house, that we're not supposed to say anything until the Avel says something. The Avel's supposed to open up. And we had earlier, the first 3 days or even less, what the Avel is supposed to say. So that's why the minhag of some people is not to go pay a Shiva call if it works out, not the first 3 days. Sometimes it works out in the schedule. It's the only time a person can go. So, Meikra Din is mutter. It's mutter to pay a Shiva call right away. But in terms of the Dibur, as we saw earlier in the Masechta, the first 3 days have a different level of stringency. So that's why some only go after the first 3 days. But the Menachemim are not supposed to start. The Avel is supposed to start. Shene'emar, Acharei Chein, Pasach Iyov Espiyu. Iyov started to talk. Right? He lost his family. And the Vahadar, and only afterwards, Vayan Eliphaz Atimni. And only afterwards, Eliphaz, one of his friends that the entire Sefer Iyov is about, he opened his mouth. Remember the thought of the beautiful Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that has come up, and that is, the Satan asks Kadosh Baruch Hu, what could he do to Iyov? Right, you think Iyov is such a great tzaddik God, you know, he has everything. No, Hashem says, okay, do what you want, but just don't kill him. That's what Hashem says. So he took everything. Took his money, took his family, but asked Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, why did he take his friends? Why did he take the whole Sefer is about his friends? Right, so why did he take his friends? What? Because then you wouldn't be able to have the story of Eov, because the whole story is about him talking to his friends. He could have figured it out. He could have philosophized himself. So the answer says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, if we don't, human beings, we need other people to live with. If we have nobody, we're just going to go crazy. And we'll be able to live. A chevra is part of life. So when Hashem says, but just don't touch his nefesh, included in that was don't touch his chevra. Don't touch his friends. The importance of a chevra. That's why Eliphaz is there. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Minayim La'Avel, Shemesa Barosh. How do we know that an Avel should sit at the head of the table? Shene'emar, Evchar Darkam, Vo'eshev Rosh, Vo'eshkon, Kemelech, Bagdud, Asher, Kasher, Avelim, Yenachem. Right, that's the pasuk also in Eov. So Gemara says, one second, Yenachem Achrini Mashba. Yenachem is he who gives comfort. So isn't that pasuk referring to the comforters, not the comforted? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yenachem Ksiv. It can be read Yenachem, not Yenachem. Yenachem is will be comforted. Mar Zutra, Amar Mehacha, different pasuk. Visar Mirzach Seruchim. Different pasuk in Amos, that the Sar, the Avelus, will approach, right, the Seruchim. Seruchim are the high ones, the noble ones. Mirazech Nase Sar L'Seruchim. The Mirzach, the Avel, will become the Sar, will become the officers, to the noble. I mean, he'll be sitting in front. Amar B'chai Rachanina, Minayin L'Chasan Shemesa Barosh. How do you know a Chasan? Right, it's parallels between an Avel and a Chasan. Remember the doors on the south side of the Beis HaMikdash? One was the Shar HaChasanim, one was the Shar HaAvelim. Right, because these are people who are the center of society. One LeSimcha, one LeAtzfus. But they are people who, right, it's amazing if you think about it. I think we might have mentioned this recently. The two areas where sometimes in the non-Jewish world, you know, people do it privately, we dafka opposite. Sometimes by Avel, somebody's mourning, people stay away from him. People don't want to go to, like, somebody died, and they just want to be in private, they don't want to be alone. I want to be alone. Sometimes, my wife, I tell a story, one time she was on a bus, and when she was a teenager, and she remembers being on the bus, it made such an impression on her, that she overheard a couple of high school kids next to her talking, that they were talking about somebody who just lost their father. And they said, yeah, I'm not going near him, I have no idea what to say, I have no idea how to approach it. Because that's the attitude of, just leave him alone. And we have Nicham Avelim, we have forcibly, and the same thing with a wedding. What happens right after a wedding in the other nations? Elope and they just leave. They go for a honeymoon. Leave. No. We have Shavu Brachas. We have Dafka celebrating it betoch HaTzibur. The two extremes. So that's the Chasa. That's the two Sha'arim in the Beis HaMikdash. So everybody knows who's the Avel, who's the Chasa, to wish them either Hamachem Yenachem or wish them Mazel Tov. Right? That's here. So a Chasan also. The Avel is Beis HaBarosh and the Chasa is Beis HaBarosh. Shenemar kechasan yichahein pa'er. Like a chasan, he will be like a kohen in his glory. So we compare a chasan to a kohen. Ma kohen barosh, af chasan barosh. Just like a kohen is barosh, af the chasan is barosh. Kohen gufa minalan. What's the source? The chasan is great to a kohen. How do we know a kohen? It's like Mar said, that's a mitzvah daraisa. Minalan, ditana devei Rabbi Yishmael, v'kidashto, l'chol davar shebikdusha, v'kidashto for every davar shebikdusha. L'ftoach rishon, u'levarech rishon, v'lita mani yavar rishon. Right, to open first, if there's speakers, the Kohen opens first, or l'ftoach rishon, Rashi says, likros b'sefer Torah, right, he gets to read the Torah, l'varech, that can refer to Birchas Hamazon, he's the mezamein, or in the days of old, when one person used to bench for all, he was the one that benched, v'lita mani yavar rishon, and to take first in any portion. What do you mean in any portion? What does that mean? So Rashi in Adarim, when this Gemara comes up, says, in terms of Lechem Apanim, the Kohen gets first in the Lechem Apanim. What's the problem? The Kohanim only Kohanim get Lechem Apanim. So what do you mean the mitzvah of Vikidashto is only by is the source for it, that the Kohen gets first by Lechem Apanim. Right, that's Karbanis, and it's Karban Mincha. Karban Mincha could only be eaten by the male Kohanim. It's Kachi Kachim. So, some suggest maybe the Cheshek Shlomo there, Shlomo Kluger in Yerushalmi Vilna, in the back of a Nedarim Daf Samach Bey, says maybe it's referring to the, not only do Yisraelim have a mitzvah to be Mechabit Kohanim, but Kohanim have a mitzvah to be Mechabit the Kohen Gadol. That's what the Cheshek Shlomo says, and that itself is a question of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch himself discusses that. A mitzvah Reis Samach Tes, the mitzvah of Kiddush Zera Aharon. So in that mitzvah, he discusses what about a Kohen being Mechaved, a Kohen Gadol. He says there in, just find it in Os Hey, right here in Reis Samach Tes, the Minchas Chinuch discusses, he quotes Aran in Megillah, and then he quotes Ubagufa Davar, I Kohen Gadol Mitzuvim HaKohenim LaHakdisho, Lo Matzasi B'Shum Makom, Diyesh Maila LaKohen Gadol Al Kohen Hedyot, L'Inyin Leftoach Rishon, Levarach Rishon, Lita Maniyarav Rishon. He says, I didn't find it explicit anywhere, that there's a mitzvah for the other Kohenim to be Mechabit. Like, let's say there's a shul of Kohenim. Who gets the first Aliyah? Does the Kohen Gadol get the first Aliyah? Does he have to be Mechabit him? There is a Rashi that it says, Gadlehu Mishel Echav. That's why he's called the Kohen Gadol. Gadleyu, they should be mechabit him, giving him money. Say that's true. But in terms of hardcore rayas from halachos, he says, of a linyan kiddush, the Kohen Gadol, maila biyoser, he says, lo matzasi case. I didn't find exactly this, but again, there are some hints to it.
Mishnah Yoma
says that the Kohen Gadol, whatever he wants to do, can take a portion if he wants. Right. But that's not talking about, that doesn't mention that the other Kohanim have a chiv to be mechabit him. He has certain rights. He wants to do the avoda today, he gets to do the avoda. But is that a mitzvah of kibud Kohen Gadol? That's the issue. Right, but yeah, but echanam, yes, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to take whatever he wants in terms of that. Okay. There's interesting, just a ha'ara, there are three mitzvahs that we have in terms of giving kavod. Kibud and mora. Three mitzvahs. We have to a Kohen, Yisraelim to a Kohen, we have kibud avim, kibud and mora parents, and then we have kibud and mora of a rav. Right? It's a shamal kecha tira, the rav was something to chachamim. So Rav Asher Weiss points out in Emor that each one of these, they're not the same though. Each one of them is a different element. When it comes to kibud avim, obviously the message is to think of them as great and to service them, to do things for them. And the Yisurim, not to sit in their chair, to mashke and machil and malbish, for kibud avim to do things. L'sham shem l'sapik, number one. Kavod rabo and kavod tamal chacham is not exactly that. To be mishamesh, it's about hisbatlus. It's about lowering myself in front of this great person. Right, that's what it's a komalacha. She'evet osa l'rabo, tamad osa l'rabo. Everything that Evid does, the Talmud should do. So it's not in terms of just being mechabed them in machila mashkeyu. Different idea. And finally, the third mitzvah of kahuna. So that's not, this isn't lowering myself. It's raising them. Right, meromeim, because they are God's servants. Right, they serve at the base of Megdash. So it's their serving and raising them. Right, so it's three different ideas. When we have kibud avaim, kibud koanim, and kibud rav, right, it's three mitzvahs, but it's really three different ideas. Amar Bichanina, last line. Kasha yitzias neshama menaguf kitzipari b'fiyav eshet. We had some of this already yesterday, right, when some of the Amoraim, remember, said to each other, you know, come back to me in a dream after you die. And they came back and they asked, how was death? And they said, it wasn't painful at all, it was a little bit. So we have more of those statements. The neshama leaving the guf is like the tzipori, it's like a rope that's being pulled out of a little tube. It has a little knot on it, so it's got to apply a little pressure to get the knot out. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kepitiri b'fi aveshet. A little pitiri is a little different type of rope. It's a rope that ties two boats together. Either way, it's like you feel it a little more, meaning a little differently than the earlier day. It's about, it's like a hair being pulled from milk, which is nothing, no pain at all. But this is, it's you feel it a little bit. Why is this? So the Mefarshim, the Mechtam Elio, explains in Chela Gimel, maybe there's no machlokas. Maybe we're talking about different types of people. And that is, it's a little more painful for the neshama to leave when the neshama wants to stay in the guf because the guf is central. Meaning, if somebody is a spiritual type of person, then there's no issue. The neshama wants to leave the guf to go back to its roots. But if somebody's focused on gashmius in the world, then they don't want to die. There's no gashmius in the future. So that's why it's a little more painful. That's where Rav Dessler writes on page 29 in Chela Gimel. He says, Eitzel Rishayim predasa me'agufi kasha ma'od. Like it says at the end of Moed Katan, he quotes our Gemara. Bir divrehem l'rasha ain't shum shaychus el nishmaso. V'ruchni yuso mesa bekirbo. V'kimet shekotochan chayav hayu ataybas achamrios. If I'm only interested in this world, v'lachayn ein nafsha rotel ateis me'aguf. V'yesh lo yisurim gedolim. Kishu motzim osa bal karcha. Obviously, Rachman al-Assana, as we mentioned, there are tremendous tzaddikim, no, you saw Rabbi Akiva, who have tremendous yisurin. But maybe that's all in terms of before. But maybe we're talking about the moment. The moment that the neshama leaves. That moment, is that itself painful? Not all the yisurin from beforehand. That was the ribbis, like we spoke about before. But the moment that the neshama leaves, as is described by these amoran that came back to the other amoran, is that moment painful? So that's what we're talking about here. So for a Russia, yes. Because that's it. No more gashmius. No more focus on physical activities. For a tzaddik, no. For a tzaddik, it is not. Vayker. V'yomer Rabbi Levi bar Chaisa haniftar min ameis lo yomer lo lech lishalom lo lech bishalom. Right, Gemara comes up elsewhere. The end of the brachas when we leave a cemetery, right? When we leave at the end of the Vilavaya, right? Rabbi Levi says we should not say go to shalom because he's not going anywhere anymore. That's it. He's reached his, this is how most of the Farshim explain, he's reached his level himself. We know if he's caused any, if anybody does a mitzvah, lezecha, nishmas, soli, nishmas, there's still movement. But ultimately, he's not going anywhere. So, el alecha bishalom. But in peace, meaning the derech, with peace, with everything you've achieved already, lech bishalom. Hanifter menachai, just the opposite. Lo yomer lo lech bishalom. Bishalom means he's already gotten there. Don't say he's ready. Go in. In meaning you've already achieved your perfection. No. Then you're telling a person not to move anymore? Eloleich lishalom. No, you say lishalom because keep going towards your destiny. Keep going. You have a lot more to do. That's lishalom. You have a lot more to do that you haven't done yet. That's the lishalom. Hanifter min ameis lo yom eloleich lishalom eloleich bishalom shenemar. Where do we see that he should say to a meis be vata tavo beisecha bishalom? This is alluding, saying in the future, when you die, you will die bishalom. Hanifter min achai lo yom eloleich bishalom eloleich lishalom shaharei David sha'amar la avshalom. Lech bishalom, David said that to avshalom. Holach v'nitzle. Right, he got caught with his hair. Yisro sha'amar l'Moshe lech l'shalom halach v'tzliach. But Yisro told Moshe Rabbeinu lech l'shalom. It was Ola and he was matzliach. If you look in the Ritva right here says, what does it mean lech l'shalom pirish lefi shechaveiro? We have to thank the Ritva. He was amazing on this pesachta. Every day I think we had at least one Ritva. Says the Ritva pirish lefi shechaveiro tzarech tefila al hamakom shaholech sham. Somebody who is alive needs a tefillah to get to wherever he's going in peace. Ki mikan kfar hu niftar b'shalom. He's already left here, and now he needs a tefillah to get to where he's going. Va'niftar min ameis hu behefech. Ki tzarch sheyelech mikan b'shalom. Va'az yimsa ha'shalom isham b'vaday. Here, no, we want Hashem to take him in a good way. V'mein ha'olech mikan b'shalom she'im b'yadam ha'isim tovim lo yimsa sham shalom. L'fichach tzarch she'yasa lo simen tov ki b'shalom hu ha'lech. That is the Ritva. Again, a lot of different deis here about lech b'shalom, lech l'shalom. The Torah Tamima is bothered when this comes up in Bereishis. When the Pesukim come up, I told the Vesecha B'Shalom, right, this is at the end, by the way, of the Bris Ben Abbasarim. That's what Hashem promises Avram Avinu. He asks why this is not quoted in the Poskim. Lech B'Shalom, Lech L'Shalom, V'Shnei Dinim Elu, Lo Huvu B'Poskim, Zulasi B'Magen Avram, U'B'Rambam, B'Hilchaz Avel, Huvu Ma'amar, Linyin Meis Derech Agav, V'Lo Lejim P'sak Halacha. So why aren't these Pesukim, why aren't these quoted? What are you supposed to say? Lech B'Shalom, Lech L'Shalom. So, says the Torah Tamima. Well, maybe, according to Muki Yosef, at the end of Moed Katan, right here, he says, maybe it only applies to people who are like choshed about these things. Like, remember the Gemara in the end of Psachim about pairs, about zugos. So what does the Gemara say there? If you're into this stuff, then you got to be worried about it. If you're not into this stuff, don't worry about it. Ayin hara issues. So the Torah Tamina says, maybe that's the point. He says, don't worry about it. And that's why, don't worry about bishalom, lishalom. So, this is an idea, says the Torah Tamima, for those who worry about these kind of ayin hara type of issues. But if you're not, so then you don't have to worry about it. Okay, there's more there. Look in the Marsha here, look in the Marsha and the Ein Yaakov, both here and at the end of Brachas, for other Pshatim, regarding this issue. Vaitev, Amar Rebbe Levi. Kol ha-yotze mi beis ha-knesses le beis ha-medrash, mi beis ha-medrash le beis ha-knesses. Zochem ha-kal b'nei ha-shchina. Anybody who goes from shul to davening to learning, from learning to davening, that is tremendous. Zochem ha-kal b'nei ha-shchina. Meaning, we're not mafsik in between. We're not mafsik in between. Go from beis ha-knesses to beis ha-medrash v'chulu. One can say this doesn't mean literally, but it just means my day, the Icarus spiritual pursuits. I go from one to the other. You're right, I do other things in between. But that's not the Icar. That's not a hefsik. There's no hefsik right? Like Tosfos and Brachos, right? That tells us that we don't only make Brachos Zorah once. Why? Because we're never Miyayish Daito. What does that mean? That because our life is Torah. And even when we're doing other things, even when we're at work, or when we're exercising, or we're doing errands, it's not a hefsek between the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses. So that's maybe, on a deeper sense, what it means. If somebody goes from Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash, and vice versa, Zoche Makal Pnei Hashchina. That's Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina, because then we view our whole life as serving Hashem. Our whole life, like the Rambam discusses in Ilchos Deos, V'chol Masecha L'shem Shemayim, our eating, our drinking, our sleeping, everything could be viewed in that way. Sheneamar Yelchum Michael El Chayu Yeira'eh El Elokim B'tzion. You go from strength to strength, and you will see Hashem. Right, so you see, if you go from strength to strength, from Shul to Beis HaMedrash, or vice versa, Yeira'eh El Elokim B'tzion, then you will be zocheh to hashra'as pnei hashchina. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav. And again, on this last line, there's what to say. Also, actually, let's read the last line first. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Talmidei chachamim eim lahem menucha afilu l'olam haba. They don't even have menucha in olam haba. Shneamar yachum michael achayel yireh elokim b'tzion. Even when they see Hashem, right, in olam haba, they're still, they're running michael el chayel. What does that mean? They're running. There's no menucha, right? It says Hayom Asosim Malachal Chabal Scharam. There's no asi in the future. What do you mean? It's today. We're not going to have menucha in the future. Ritva Kirish Shaholchin Migan Eden Lekisei Hakavod Umetayelin Bechol Mechitzos El Yonos VeTachtonos Lehanos Miziv Shchina Kaholich MiBeis HaKnesses LaBeis HaMedrash. The Ritva says it's spiritual, no menucha, which is something that's going to be idyllic and we're going to love. It's a different type of tircha. Different type of, not really tircha, bad word. Different type of lack of menucha. Right? Nowadays, we have a lack of menucha because we're trying to earn. Then we're going to have a lack of menucha because of all of the earning. Right? That's the Ritva. Right? The Marsha also, Marsha and Bracha says, "Aye, how can you say no menucha? It's the day that's Yom Shekula Shabbos. Yom Sheyoshim Atroseim." It means no, right? This is about physical menucha, like what the Ritva says, and they're talking about spiritual. Spiritual, that there won't be menucha because we'll always be focused on the ruchnias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us. Yelchum Michael Chayel Yerah El Elokim Bitzion. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Hadron El Megalchin, and Baruch Hashem Rabosai. One more week, one more Masechta, Masechas Chagiga, right? Started now, it'll be our Yomim Noroim Kabbalah. It finishes the day after Yom Kippur. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkot is the beginning of Yevamos. Yom Kippur and Sukkot starts the Monday in between, and B'ez Hashem, we all should get a running start as we head in towards the Siyum on Seder Moed. Okay, we'll stop here.